This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late fall. With most of the leaves fallen, it's time to begin the countdown for spring. And a person might count all kinds of different ways. One method is to keep track of the number of precipitation days. Across the central portion of the United States, about 50 days of rain or snow usually lie between now and April. Another gauge is the number of cloudy days. In most of the country, except along the West Coast and near the Great Lakes, there are almost never more than 75, and rarely less than 60. Or one could monitor the number of completely sunny days. There are usually about 30 between the final goldenrod and the first hepatica. Another way to judge the advance of winter is an enumeration of major cold fronts. There will be about 30 in all, 20 of which will coincide with changes in the phase of the moon. If you track these fronts on your barometer, graphing the ups and downs on a piece of paper, you will actually see them like waves finally bringing you to the warm shore of spring. Even in the coldest spells of deep winter, the countdown can be made with a measurement of the depth of the sun's intrusion into your home through a south window. If you start today, you can watch the sunlight reach deeper and deeper inside until it slows and stops 6 weeks from now. The deeper it goes, the more dramatic its retreat after Christmas. If you mark its progress every few days with a pencil, then you'll have a trail to follow next year, all the way to June. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late fall. In the meantime, watch the sun, the clouds, the rain, and the snow. They are stepping stones to spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.